My friend Richie Barnett is involved in the Hope Challenge. Now, you've probably heard of this. This is where the guys are involved in a triathlon. It's a big, bold play. And they're challenging workplaces, gyms, clubs to get behind the boys to raise money for I Am Hope. Richie Barnett, a former Kiwi international and Kiwi skipper, is with us today. He's been working for some time now with Mike and the team at I Am Hope, and like many others, is out on the road doing what he can to help out here in this sort of triathlon or mega event. Thanks for joining us, Richie. Tēnā koe, ahoa.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Richie. Look, I know you guys are underway, but I'm absolutely unsure where you are, so maybe you can just bring us up to speed with what stage of the event we're at, please.
We're just we're heading off to Waihee, actually, Waihee Beach. We're at Whangata, made our way, and a couple of lads are just about to mount their bikes. Carmo, who else is riding? Jeff, you are?
No.
Carmo, and I'm not sure who the other one is. There are two bikers will be riding towards Waihee Beach, and then a few of us, Rick Wells, myself, and Richard Hart, will be running along the beach. And then the lads are going to be stopping Bowentown. Bowentown. They're actually going to do it today.
Okay. Well, yeah. Firstly, hats off to all. Talk with us about the response you're seeing literally on the road as you go past houses. And one way to contribute to is a $3 donation. If you go to Do Drop Hope Challenge at Gumboot Friday, that'll put $3 in the kitty. What's been the reaction on the street, and what you got feeling as you see the tally rise as a result of people's generosity?
There's just the need and the stories behind what we're every place we sort of venture into. We have two events, you know, one at a food stuff store and one at a bar or pub or whatever place, venue. And there is, no matter if there is 5 or 100 people there, the same stories evolve around mental health and well-being, and they've been touched by their own stories. So we have conversations with them and unleash and untangle what their stories are. And they're quite compelling stories. And that's, it sort of eggs us on to do what we do, because it's pretty brutal going through 16 days of what these guys are doing. It's pretty incredible, actually.
Yeah.
And I think that just keeps us going, you know. It keeps us, that whole cause behind why we're doing it is egging us on to do what we do.
Well, I guess, you know, there's a perception that people are lining the streets with buntings and flags, but that's not the reality. I mean, running the length of the beach, for instance, down to Bowentown, sparsely populated, although it is school holidays, I note. So, you know, it's a grueling effort by blokes like yourself, Carmo, and many others who've been involved in it. Is there a running tally, or you prefer to just wait until the end before you work out how much you might have raised?
Yeah, I think for us, we're focusing on more on the sessions, free sessions for our kids for under 25, for the face-to-face counselling and Gumboot Friday. So at the moment, it's up to around 400,000, which is about 3,500 free sessions for our kids to go to our gumbootfriday.org.nz site to choose a counsellor of their choice. So that is immense. You know, we're 6 days into it, or 7 days into it, 6 days into it, and we're around that number, which is pretty compelling. And so we just keep going, building momentum, building awareness, listening to people's stories, connecting with community, supporting our sponsors along the way. It's pretty cool. And I just, you know, the guys that do it regularly is, you know, they're doing it under pressure and limited time. We, you know, sometimes we're up at 4:30 and we finish at about 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. We're doing that for 16 days, so we have probably a day or two that we've had a little bit of a downtime where we've got an hour to sit down and have a coffee and a bit of a feed at a cafe, but that's a rarity. But it's pretty brutal, but love seeing and connecting with the community. It's been next level.
Look, I take my hat off to you. Please, go into Gumboot Friday. You'll find all the ways you can contribute. And a text will just take $3, put into the charity. 400 grand's been raised at the moment. They're a week into what's planned for 17 odd days. Richie Barnett's been working for a long time with I Am Hope, but of course used to talking with kids in school halls, not necessarily pounding the sand along Waihee Beach, Rich.
I've been training. I've been going all right. I've got a fear of swimming in the ocean, so that's another little comfort zone for me to push. And first time I've ever actually swam the distance up at from Paihi to Russell, which was 3.3K. So that to me was just, I was just blown away that I could actually do it. So wouldn't be able to do it without the support of our team, to be fair.
Good on you, mate. And big ups to Rick Wells. Mike, is Mike around as well?
Yeah, Mike's doing the swim actually today.
Okay,
he's doing the swim to Bowen Town, so he's going to connect in Hongi, one of those great whites along the way.
Yeah, great. And if you see his posterior out of the water, it's because they've got pretty fat pippies at Bowen Town, so I'm told. So if he's swimming along and all of a sudden looks like a beached whale, it's because he's found some tuatuas or something.
He's just got to turn on his back and see that belly float above the surface. And hey, do you know Nathan York?
Yeah.
So he's the sponsor today. Blue Haven Developments are our daily sponsor today, so they're putting on a do for us at the Papamoa Surf Club. So Nathan is a kind sponsor of today's event.
Great stuff. And you could be too. You can be a supporter. Head to the Hope Challenge and you'll be able to support by $3 for each text. Gumboot Friday is the ultimate goal, getting our kids in front of councillors when they are in dire need of total. With us today, a long-time contributor to our station, to Richie Barnett, who works for I Am Hope, but at the moment he's running, swimming, and doing what he can to help boost the pūtea. Good to catch up with you. E ho ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, kikoi.
Tēnā koe. Thanks so much, man.